Okay, let's talk a little bit about binge watching TV, what have you binge watched lately? 312-981-7200 if you want to call us or talk or text on that. I just binge watched something, Dan, over the weekend,
and that was
American Vandal.
Ah, yes, from our Feinberg conversation.
Yeah, on Netflix, American Vandal, and it is hilarious. It is really, really, really funny. So, Esmeralda, have you heard of American Vandal?
I have. I watched the first episode, but I wasn't really into it.
Oh, really?
After that first episode, I was like, can I just watch the end and find out what happens?
Because yeah.
I'm not really
I think it's great. I think it's really funny. It's a hard thing to do. It's a satire of true crime, like TV shows. You know, like documentaries. It's set up like a. It's not real. It's, you know, it's fiction, obviously, but it's set up and shot like, you know, those sort of, you know, real crime documentaries that you see all over the place with the investigators, the filmmakers being investigators, and who are trying to, you know, solve the crime. And the crime in this case is someone vandalized a bunch of cars in a high school parking lot with phalluses. They drew giant phalluses all over the cars. And the one person that everybody thinks did it, they have no, you know, no doubt in their mind that this idiot did it. He maintains his innocence. And so because he is known for drawing phalluses on things, and that's like his thing. And he's also really dumb. And he hangs out with idiots. He hangs out with a bunch of idiots as well. These morons. And so the idea is that the filmmakers, who are students at the high school, are putting together this this documentary, and they want to find out who really did it, if he didn't do it, and maybe clear this kid's name. And that's what it's about. It is ultra silly. It is really you know, like over the top, but it's also very, very clever and really, really funny. And it's so good. The style of it is so good that it almost seems like if it wasn't so absurd. But with the gravitas that they use while making this and the style in which they do it, this looks like it could be real. Like, if you're watching this documentary, and if it wasn't for, you know, the subject matter being so completely absurd, that you could believe that this was a real documentary. And I think that they really nailed the style, and they really, you know, make it look like it's an actual documentary. And I watched the whole thing. It's only 8 episodes. They're about a half an hour each, so it's a quick binge. But it was provided big laughs, man. I thought it was very, very, very funny. You know, there's the cast is a bunch of really, like, nobodies, which is good because that makes it feel all the more kind of authentic, because you don't really recognize any of the people in the cast. And it's just very, very funny. Obviously, you know, for adults, it's not a kid show. But I thought it was very funny, and that's sort of the last thing that I binged. Esmeralda, have you binged anything lately? What was the last anything?
It wasn't binging completely, but I watched it like in 2 parts or mm-hmm. in 2 days. I watched The Good Place, the first season of The Good Place.
Oh, that's a good show. You like it?
Yeah, I really enjoyed it.
Yeah, you know, the thing about that show is what I love most about. Well, first of all, I love Kristen Bell. Always have, always will. She's just the best. I've loved her since Veronica Mars. She's just the best. And, you know, I mean, Ted Danson is a national treasure, you know, in terms of TV. But what I really loved about this, and Dan Feinberg and I talked about this the last time he was on, is that it's really, you know, at first I thought it was just going to be a showcase for Kristen Bell and for Ted Danson, and that's not the case. As the show progressed, it became a real ensemble piece. Like, everybody in the cast got to do some really great work, and you get to really know the characters. So it's gone from what I thought was going to be a star performance from Kristen Bell with a great supporting performance to Ted Danson into a show that really showcases everybody on the show, like the entire cast. And I thought that was kind of refreshing, and I was kind of surprised that it went that route. But you know what else is cool about it, Esmeralda?
Mm-hmm.
Is that I really think it's a show that has a massive amount of imagination, like a really like it, like the the sort of fantastical elements of it, the special effects and all that stuff, are handled so well, and the effects themselves are really good, that it has like this whole different level of originality that I didn't expect. So, but I really like it, and it's very, very funny, and it's back on. Are you all caught up? Or
yeah, and I managed to watch the episodes too.
The new ones, second season episodes. Yeah, I'm all caught up too. It's a great show. It really is a great show. Now another show that's on NBC that night that's not a good show is the man. What the hell is the name? I can't even remember the name of it. Great News. Have you watched that, Esmeralda?
No, I haven't seen any of it.
Yeah, co-created by Tina Fey. You know, a great cast, and Andrew Martin is in it as well. And there's a lot of very talented people on it. Horatio Sands, some really talented people. But it's like a really poor knockoff of 30 Rock that just isn't funny. And it seems to me, I mean, I really think it's kind of a disaster, actually. And it seems to me that there's sheer desperation on their part because they brought Tina Fey in now to be in the cast. And it's not helping because the show's not good, you know. And I love Tina Fey, and I think she's great and smart and wonderful and funny. And I love 30 Rock, and I loved her on SNL. But this is just not good. It's not a good show. And adding Tina Fey to the cast has done nothing. It really has not helped. So anyway. Okay, we're talking TV and best shows to binge watch. What have you binge watched lately? 312-981-7200. And as always, we will keep you posted on everything that is happening in Las Vegas as more developments happen on the story of the shooting in Las Vegas. And we'll keep you posted on all that. Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN. Hi. We are live in the Allstate Studio, 7th floor of the Trib Tower. We're here till 5 o'clock. Steve Grzanich with the opening bell at 5. And it's the 1,000th Steve Cochran show this morning at 6. That will be across the river there live at the Blackhawk store. That's coming up at 6 a.m. And again, we are keeping you posted on everything that is happening in Las Vegas and the developments that took place. Last night there was an attack and an active shooter, and over 20 people were killed. He opened up fire on a crowd at a concert right by Mandalay Bay Hotel and Casino, and over 20 people were killed, and over 100 were injured. Horrible story and a horrible attack in Las Vegas. And Vic Vaughn is in the newsroom, and we're going to get more developments and talk to you a little bit about that. A little bit earlier on, we talked with Sam Panionovich, who was in Vegas for a football thing, and is fine. And he gave us details on you know, from his point of view, of what happened during the event and after. And he's in Vegas right now. He's in his room. He's fine. And we'll probably going to replay that that call that we had with Sam a little bit earlier, just to give you a little background. We'll play that a little bit later on. And again, 312-981-7200 is the phone number if you want to jump in at any time. We're talking about the best shows to watch on binge that you can binge watch now. Dan, you ever do the binge watching thing? Do you and
Yeah, you know, it's one of those things where I remember vividly because it's, you know, kind of around bigger events. You know, most recently, since my wife had the baby, you know, she's at home a lot. Mm-hmm. And so we binge watched DR a lot. One of a channel that I know you're familiar with because Big Brother, called Pop.
Yep.
Pop would run 3 episodes of ER every day. And so we did a deep dive into ER. We felt like we had, you know, medical degrees by the end of the first couple seasons, just because it was so intense and everything. And it, you know, it was funny because, like, I don't think we didn't plan it this way, but when Clooney had left, you know, there was maybe a season we lasted after, and then it was kind of, they brought in, then the second wave of new people came in. Yeah. And it just kind of petered out naturally at that point. So that one sticks out to me. Like, probably my favorite one, though, was Eileen had gotten her wisdom teeth pulled, gosh, probably about 6-7 years ago now, and we had gotten Friday Night Lights from a friend of hers. And so we went binge watched that entire series over the course of 3 days as she recovered from that. And it's a great show, one of our favorite shows.
Yeah.
But yeah, I can remember vividly, like, the opening song is just an instrumental, but you know how the DVD title plays it over and over and over again. And,
right.
You know, we hear that song a lot over the course of 3 or 4 days, and I can still hear it in my head anytime I think of that series. It's right. kind of the first thing I remember, this theme song we heard over
just
and over
and over and over and over again. Yeah. You know, let's see. I'm trying to think of I binged Wet Hot American Summer 10 years later. I just watched that, and that was like a 2 day thing. And it was silly, just really, really silly, but funny, you know, and full of amazingly funny people. And it's a breeze to watch. You know, the thing about, you know, when you're watching on Netflix or Hulu or Amazon or any of that stuff, and but the thing about Netflix is that it completely encourages you to binge, because, like, as soon as the show ends, it says next episode in 2 seconds.
Right.
So, like, you know. And so you're like, all right, well, I guess I'm just gonna watch another episode.
I try to, when I see the counter and I know I can't watch another one, I have to quickly stop it.
Yeah.
Because I feel like, well, it's already started.
I know.
I gotta keep watching.
And I think that's obviously is done on purpose so that you will continue to, you know, to watch, you know, the episodes back to back to back to back to back. But yeah, it's gotten even, but I will say this, I don't know if you guys have noticed this, maybe, I don't know. It's even the next episode starts even quicker now. Like, it used to be, at least you'd get halfway through the credits at the end, halfway through the credits, and then the timer would come up and it would say, you know, are you sure? Like, if you watched like four in a row, and then it would pop up and say, are you sure you want to watch this episode? I don't think it does that anymore.
Yeah.
It's just like, I think it's like 2 seconds into the credits, boom.
The other thing I noticed that they do now, that is that if you're watching consecutive episodes, if the show does have a theme song, they'll skip the theme song. They'll jump right into like a point, you know, get to the first scene.
Is that right?
Yeah. Because I forget what show that it specifically, you know, it had a longer, you know, drawn out list of credits at the beginning.
Yeah.
And things like that. And if you watch two or three in the row, the countdown would go. And then, like, with Esmeralda, like, if I couldn't get to it, I'm like, well, you know, maybe, you know, I'll shut it off when that theme song's playing. And then it just jumps right
in.
You're already into it. And again, you're just kind of like,
well, I may as well watch it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know they give you the choice if you want to watch the intro, too, on some of them, I guess.
Oh,
I was watching BoJack Horseman, and it has, like, a skip intro.
Right.
So, yeah, you can
skip the intro.
You quicker to the... Yeah. To the actual show.
Did you finish the latest season of BoJack?
Yes.
It's great, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's such a weird show, man. People, if you don't know what it is, it's an animated show about a horse, voiced by Will Arnett. And it's, the premise is ridiculous, and yet it tackles some subjects that become, well, I would say serious and depressing. I mean, it's an incredibly sad show. And you talk about, you know, tell somebody it's about, you know, like a has-been horse actor. And then you tell people the premise and they go, well, that sounds like the stupidest thing I've ever seen in my life or heard in my life. Then you watch it and then try to convince people that it really is emotional and really sad. Like, really sad. There are some really sad moments sprinkled throughout the, how many seasons now? Three, right?
I believe so, yeah.
Yeah. Dan, have you seen BoJack?
No, you know, that's one of the shows I keep meaning to check out based upon your guys' recommendation, but
yeah.
I haven't.
All right, now how about F for Family? Has anybody watched that?
I watched that, yeah.
I love that show. That show is really funny. That's another one that you can watch like 20 of them in a row, you know. I binged the first three episodes of The Handmaid's Tale because they released three episodes at once. And I don't necessarily recommend binge watching The Handmaid's Tale, because after, you know, like episode six, you might be like, all right, I can't deal right now. Because I watched three in a row. I watched the first three when they posted them on Hulu. They posted the first three episodes and I watched them back to back to back. And I got to say, I was glad that I got a break. I was glad. I was like, okay, I got to wait a week before I can watch any more of this. I would not highly recommend binging The Handmaid's Tale. Watching it, yes, you know, because it's extraordinary, and I think easily one of the best shows of 2017, featuring the best performance by any actress in a TV show, too, with Elizabeth Moss just being amazing on it. But it's just not it'll take a lot out of you. You know, it's another thing. Like, I was looking at Mental Floss has this list of the 50 best TV shows to binge watch right now, and they put The Wire on here. The Wire is another one that, you know, although, you know, all five seasons are extraordinary, and in my opinion, it's the best TV show that's ever been on television. That one gets a little heavy, too. That's another one that you might want to space out your binge watching on. So they also put Fargo in here as one of the best shows to watch binge-wise. And I really find it kind of interesting what's going on with what they're doing with these anthology shows now, where each season is completely different than the last. Fargo is one of the most unique in that regard, and that just seems to be a thing now that, you know, American Horror Story does it, the American Crime Story does it, and, you know, Fargo, different, completely different cast, completely different storylines, same title. So you can watch, you know, season to season. You won't have to worry about having to catch up. If you want to start at season three of Fargo, you can start at season three of Fargo and you'll be fine. Because, you know, although there are little connections here and there, you don't have to see the other seasons in order to enjoy the latest season, which I think is kind of an interesting development in TV. So, hey, if you want to join us, 312-981-7200. We're talking about best shows to binge on TV. What was the last time you binged? 312-981-7200. We'll take a quick break here. We got the news coming up and all the latest from what's going on in Las Vegas. We'll keep you posted on that as well. And we'll take a break here for the news. Welcome back, everybody. Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN. We're live in the Allstate Studios on the 7th floor of the Trib Tower. We're here till 5 o'clock. Steve Grzanich will have the opening bell at 5. And Steve Cochran with his 1,000th show at 6. We are covering the latest of what's happening in Las Vegas. It was a horrible sniper attack. 20 people died. Over 100 were injured as a man opened fire from the Mandalay Bay and just opened fire on a crowd during a music festival. Horrible, horrible, horrible situation in Las Vegas, and we're covering it as more details come in. After 4:30, we're going to get some more details, and we'll play back some of the audio of the press conference that was held. We'll get you the latest details, and that'll be coming up after 4:30. As a result, we are not going to do my dad's joke this week because of what's happening in Vegas, and we want to get you the latest right towards the end of the show leading into Steve Grzanich's opening bell. We want to get as you know, as many details as we can, and get you up to speed on what's happening. And also, Sam Panionovich, our very own Sam Panionovich, is in Las Vegas. He's fine, he's safe, and he's okay. And we talked to him a little bit earlier about what it was like on the scene, and we'll replay that that interview coming up after 4:30. So we're going to cover the last half hour of the show. Is going to basically, we'll be talking about what's going on in Vegas. We'll be playing back some audio and leading you into the opening bell with Steve Grzanich. And I know that there'll be more coverage coming up on that and on, of course, on Steve Cochran's show as well. We've been talking about binge watching some TV. We're going to talk about that until about 4:30. So if you want to jump in, it's 312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. Yeah, so let's see. Let's say hello to Eric. Hello, Eric.
Hey, how you doing?
All right.
Good. Hey, I love you guys. Love your show.
Thank you.
I listen to you guys all day, every day. The whole WGN team is awesome.
Appreciate it. Thanks.
But that Dark Mirror on Netflix is kind of wicked. It's kind of like a new school Twilight Zone. You don't have to watch every episode. It changes all the time.
Right. Black Mirror is what you mean.
Black Mirror. That's what it is.
Yeah.
Black Mirror. Sorry.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yep. But, yeah. No, I just appreciate you guys. You're entertaining and, you know.
All right. I appreciate the call, Eric. Thanks.
All right, take care.
There you go. You ever watch Black Mirror, Esmeralda?
I watched the first season,
mm-hmm.
and every time I would watch an episode, it was just afterwards I'd go, oh, man. So I haven't gotten around to I haven't prepared myself mentally to watch the second season.
Well, that's another one of those shows. We've been talking about shows that maybe you shouldn't binge watch. You know, because you might just be like, oh, man, you know.
Yeah.
Like I said, you know, Handmaid's Tale is not a show that should be binged watched. It should be watched because it's extraordinary, but it's not binge watched. And Black Mirror falls into that. They also say the Mental Floss wrote a little piece about like the 50 shows that you should be binge watching right now. And it says, full disclaimer, do not attempt to binge watch Black Mirror all in a day. With just 13 episodes spread out across 3 seasons, plus a Christmas episode, you could physically do it, but mentally you'd need more breathing room. though the anthology series has been compared to The Twilight Zone due to its twisty, technology-themed tales, at its heart, Black Mirror is a reflection of society. The technology is never the culprit in our series, creator Charles Brooker told Vogue. The technology is just allowing people to do terrible things to themselves or others. It only takes watching the first episode to understand what Brooker is talking about. Yeah. So, they also recommend Bob's Burgers to binge watch Bob's Burgers. That's a funny show.
That's a good palate cleanser.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, it is. And I really love the voice work on that show. I really do. I think the voice work is so funny on that show. And that's a great show. Ted from Hoffman Estates says, I just binged watched The Jeffersons. My dad got me the entire season, and I finally got around to it. It's hilarious.
I would love to see the first few episodes.
Of The Jeffersons?
Right, and just to see like how... Because all I've seen are probably more later episodes when they've all gotten to their groove.
Yeah.
I'd like to see, is the first one the same as the rest? Because usually it's not.
No, there's a definite transition that they've made. Because, you know, the story is, I mean, it's a spinoff of All in the Family.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, Louise and George live next door to Archie. But then George's business took off, so they were moving on up. But it was very, the first couple of seasons were more All in the Family-ish than as the show progressed. It got sillier and sillier, and, you know, George became goofier and goofier.
Mm-hmm.
And all the stuff between the maid and George, you know, that became like, you know, that became like the go-to moments. You know, George would act like a goofball or dance around. And then, you know, the maid. But why am I blanking on the maid's name? How could I be blanking on the maid's name? Marla Gibbs is her name in real life. Why? Well, I can't believe I'm blanking on the maid's name on the Jeffersons. Well, anyway. Yeah. So let's see. 630 area code said, just watched all of last season of This Is Us. So Florence is her name, by the way.
There you go.
That's her name. It would have driven me nuts if I didn't get it. This Is Us. That's another one of those shows that I don't know if you want to watch, because apparently people just cry constantly while they watch that show.
Eileen and I had to stop watching it for that reason.
Yeah, because it was just like, I can't cry anymore. I just can't do it. 224 area code says, I may be pretty late to the party, but I've been watched Shameless. What a delightful train wreck. Yeah, Shameless is a fun show. That's a fun show. And 309 area code says, BoJack and F is for Family are great shows and brilliantly funny. I agree with that. I think they're both really, really funny shows that people should watch. So 312-981-7200 is the phone number. And we're going to talk a little more about your binge watching habits. 312-981-7200 if you want to jump in with your shows and your favorite binge watching experience. I have to say that I was most excited and thrilled on Thanksgiving, the Friday after Thanksgiving, when the new season of Gilmore Girls started. I watched the whole thing. I just sat on. I got home from work that morning, and I just watched the whole thing. Ridiculous. No, I didn't. You know what? I didn't work because it was the day after Thanksgiving. So as soon as it debuted, it would have been, let's see, on the West Coast is when they started. So it would have been midnight on the West. So 2 a.m. It was 2 a.m. here, and I was sitting on my couch 2 o'clock in the morning. Watching all of Gilmore Girls, the third season, the return season. It's fantastic. Okay, 312-981-7200 is the phone number. Coming up after 4:30, we'll get more news from what's happening and what has happened in Las Vegas. We'll replay our talk with Sam Panionovich, who is in Las Vegas, and we'll play back some of the press conference as well and give you all the latest on what's happening in Las Vegas as we lead into the opening bell with Steve Grzanich. But we'll take a quick break here. We got weather, we got traffic. When we come back, we'll wrap up the binge watch TV stuff, and then we'll get into more of the news leading up to what happened and what is continuing to happen in Las Vegas. All right. Welcome back, everybody. It's Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN. We're live in the Allstate studio on the 7th floor of the Trib Tower. We're here till 5 a.m. and keeping an eye on everything that is happening in Las Vegas. And we're going to get you up to speed after the 4:30 news with some of the stories and some of the other things in our conversation with Sam Panionovich, who is in Las Vegas. He's fine. And we talked to him just after the shooting took place. And we'll play that back and plus more. That's all leading into the 5 o'clock news and the opening bell with Steve Grzanich. So we will not be doing my dad's joke this morning because we want to talk about what's happening in Vegas and get you all up to speed leading into the 5 o'clock news. So no joke from my dad, but I do want to thank the Gale Street Inn for sponsoring my dad's joke. We'll do it again next week. So 312-981-7200 is the phone number. 312-981-7200 is the phone number. Here's Andrew in Alabama. Hi, Andrew.
Hey, guy. How you doing?
All right.
I got a question for you. I've been thinking about this for a couple of weeks. I do not have a TV, and I haven't had one for about 12 years.
Mm-hmm.
So every, maybe once every 2 years, I'll pay for a month of Netflix to watch what they have to offer. But I go through that pretty quickly, especially the movies. And so I have a two-part question. What service would you recommend to see a lot of the TV shows on? Are you talking about Hulu or something like that?
Well,
and then what online service to watch movies on?
Well, I have Netflix, I have Hulu, and I have Amazon Prime, and I like all three of them. I think Netflix offers the most, and over the past year, they keep debuting new original programming like every other day. So there is a lot to choose from on Netflix. Not all of it is great, but I think Netflix has the most that you can choose from in terms of TV shows and movies. Hulu's more TV oriented. They don't really show movies on Hulu, but Amazon Prime has both, and Amazon Prime is solid. But I personally,
Wait. So Amazon Prime is my TV outlet, and it's my movie outlet, is what you're saying.
Yeah, you can get both of them, yeah. Yeah,
okay,
on Amazon
that
Prime.
That answers my question.
Yeah.
Thanks, man.
Okay.
You're a good guy. I got a fantastic schedule coming up this weekend. I don't have to work Friday. I don't have to work Saturday. I have to work a shift on Sunday, and then I'm off Monday. That
wow.
looks like a whole lot of Cubs baseball to me.
Yeah, that's exactly right. All right, Andrew, thanks, buddy.
Thank you.
Take care.
You have a good
Andrew
one.
In Alabama, Cubs fan in Alabama. They're everywhere. Esmeralda, they're everywhere. Got some texts that just came in. 312 says, I binged Weeds a few years ago. It's the best way to watch it. It's a great show. Kathy says, a friend convinced me that I would like Supernatural. A month or two later, I was caught up with it and exhausted. I've also been binging on British, Australian, and New Zealand crime series. They are also addicting.
There's so much Supernatural, isn't there?
Oh, my God.
How many
yeah.
seasons?
I think it's 12 seasons.
Yeah, no.
It's been, when Curtis Armstrong was in town,
mm-hmm.
and I got to interview him at Flashback and talk to him and stuff, and then, he was at the Revenge of the Nerds screening, signing books and stuff. He told some incredible stories about the kind of crowds that go to Supernatural conventions.
Mm-hmm.
He says he's never seen anything like it. Like, the people worship that show. The fans of Supernatural are real serious about their love for that show.
I mean, to have so much time with it.
Yeah.
Because you can, I mean, I'm sure they've managed to flesh out a lot of stories and background
yeah.
info on people and all that.
And also, it's not like the hugest ratings success in the world, but it keeps getting renewed because of the fan base. Because the fan base is so dedicated that they're like, okay, let's just renew it again because these people they love the show. And Curtis Armstrong says he's, you know, he went to, he's been to a lot of conventions, he's been to a lot of stuff like that, but he's never seen the kind of behavior that the Supernatural fans have and the dedication, the sheer complete passion and dedication that they have for Supernatural. He's never seen anything like it. That's why the show's been on so long. So, Oswaldo says that my son and I watched My Name is Earl. That was a funny show.
That was a great show.
Oh, I love that show. That show was so funny. Jay in Ohio says, I binge-watched the old Rod Serling Twilight Zone episodes from 59 to 64. Yeah, Twilight Zone. Classic. 773 area code says, I love to binge-watch Highlander, the series.
Where do you find that?
I don't know.
I wonder if it's online.
It might be. I would imagine it would be, yeah. Maybe Hulu has it. I don't know. 847 area code says, when Breaking Bad ended, watched the entire series over the Christmas holidays. And then last Christmas, I binged watched The Walking Dead. Okay. Lots of binge watching going on. And by the way, that article of the 50 best TV shows to binge watch right now is from Mental Floss. And it's in alphabetical order. It doesn't put it in any kind of preference. But it covers all kinds of time periods. It's new shows. It's older shows. I mean, you know, like Alfred Hitchcock Presents is on the list. And that's from the 50s. And Twilight Zone is on here as well, the original. And there's, you know, obscure little shows but it's a very, very cool list, and it'll give you an idea of what you should be watching. And also it tells you where you can find the shows. So whether it's on Hulu or whether it's on Netflix, whether it's on Amazon Prime or anything else, they will let you know what service actually airs those shows to help you get your binge watching going. All right. Okay. We're going to take a break. We got the news coming up. And then after the news, we are going to get you all caught up on what happened in Las Vegas. We'll tell you about the stories. We'll tell you about what's going on and what is happening on the latest of this horrible shooting that took place last night in Las Vegas, Nevada. And we'll give you up to speed on that. That's all coming up right after the news, which is next.